Maduro deploys military to attack opposition humanitarian aid convoy. By BenQ on February 22, 2019. Venezuela's Socialist Bolivarian National Guard (GNB) were filmed on Thursday stopping a caravan carrying interim President Juan Guaido as he and other politicians traveled to Colombia to help transport aid into the country. Neighbors of the area and drivers who were affected by the situation confronted the soldiers in order to allow the mobilization of the politician, noted El Nacional. The officials intimidated the people with threats and tear gas. However, they were not successful and Guaido managed to move forward. On Thursday, Guaido led a group of over 80 lawmakers from the capital of Caracas to the Colombian border city of Cúcuta, where they planned to defy the Maduro regime and help deliver humanitarian aid provided by the United States and other regional contributors. Maduro blocked the aid's entry by ordering the military to place trailers across the Tianditas bridge that connects the two countries. Opposition leaders say they have enlisted 600,000 volunteers to help deliver the aid into the crisis-stricken country. Last week, volunteers successfully delivered 1.7 million portions of food for malnourished children and pregnant mothers, while other efforts to transfer food, medicine, and other essential supplies are underway. The Maduro-aligned military continues to engage in efforts to block its safe passage. On Thursday, aid convoys were attacked, intimidated, and blockaded at various military checkpoints. According to NTN24, at least one driver was seriously injured when a van carrying lawmakers traveled through Guanare, Portuguesa State. Footage shared by Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, showed one officer attempting to force a truck driver carrying the aid convoy out of his vehicle, although he was eventually stopped by protesters who pulled him away from the vehicle. "We have identified this man who has disgraced himself by attacking peaceful aid convoy," Rubio announced. "Today I will ask Department of Homeland Security to put his name on a list and deny him visas now and in the future." Last week, President Donald Trump, whose administration is leading regional efforts to remove the Maduro regime from power and initiate a transition to democracy, warned the Venezuelan military that they would lose everything if they kept trying to block the aid's entry. "You cannot hide from the choice that now confronts you," he warned the military at a rally for Venezuelan exiles in Miami. "You can choose to accept President Guaido's offer of amnesty and live your life in peace with your country. But you must not block humanitarian aid. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.